Hey everyone, it's Project SBC and I'm back today to do another portable monitor review video. Today I have the UPerfect X Lite. A big thanks to them for sending this over for review. Now we're going to go over what exactly is this device, what do you get in the box, the specs, and we're going to try it out with some devices like the Raspberry Pi 4, the Rock Pi X, and I also have my Intel 1X player and we can do some gaming on that as well. So what exactly is this device? It looks like a laptop, but it's not. It's missing the most important part, which would be the brains, the CPU, the RAM, the storage. This is what we like to call a lap dock, which is a laptop-like dock. So it gives you everything that a laptop would have, minus the brains. So you get a monitor, you get a keyboard trackpad, you get speakers, you get ports that act as a USB hub, and you have some video input on the other side, which allows you to connect devices like a phone, like Android that sports DeX mode, single board computers like the Raspberry Pi 4. You can even use it as an external display for laptops running Windows or Linux. So that is what the purpose of this device is. It's really meant as a supplement to another device. Now, one of the main features that you're going to see here that puts it aside from other lap docks is this condensed profile right here. So usually it more looks like a laptop and it extends out, but they've condensed everything up here against the screen, which could be useful when you're using it on your lap or you don't have a lot of desktop space. Now, I took one look at this and I said, wow, this short keyboard, that looks great. But what happens when I bend the screen back just a little bit? And you're gonna see. Well, a quick look of the box gave me the answer as to why they would go with such a design solution. And we're gonna get to that in just a moment. So in the box, you get the manual. You get a protective sleeve that you can stick your monitor in when you're not using it. You get a kickstand. Yes, that's the key that I was missing. I went right straight into the box and grabbed the device without taking a look at the rest of the stuff. So yeah, so when you are using this and you do put a kickstand on the back side here, you are going to prevent this from falling over. That was a missing piece of the puzzle that I had missed in the beginning. So we're going to put that on in just a minute. We get a wall adapter. So this device takes either 5 volts 3 amps or USB-C power delivery, 9 volts 2 amps to power. And we also get all of these nice cables. So let's go over what cables we do get. We get a USB-C to type A. We get a second USB-C to type A cable. You get a mini HDMI to full HDMI. So yes, this does have a mini HDMI port, and you get a USB C to C cable. Let's go over the features of this device. You get a 14 inch screen that's 1080p. You get a trackpad and a keyboard. You have speakers built into the top here. You have two USB type A ports that act as a hub to the device that's connected on the other side. And you also have your menu buttons and adjusters here. On the opposite side, you have a power in, which is for your USB power delivery or 5 volts, 3 amps. You have a mini HDMI port and you have a USB type C, which serves as a 3.1 port and display alt mode port. And you also get a headphone jack as well. And in the bottom here, there is a built-in battery which can be used to charge or power devices like phones and single board computers. Let's go ahead and stick that kickstand on while we're here. And let's give it a test. Let's see how it works. Much better. So here I have the Rock Pi X, which is a Windows 10 installed Intel Atom processor single board computer, and I have it hooked up over the mini HDMI port. Now I thought this would be a one cable solution because this does support display all on the USB-C, but unfortunately I can't get that to work because this takes more than 5 volts. So this will not be able to be powered by the built-in battery. But no matter, I've got it hooked up. Let's take a look at the keyboard, trackpad, and monitor. So let's go over the keyboard and trackpad on this device. So first off, you do get a very nice premium feel for this keyboard. I've tried a product called the PiBook Pro, and I do not recommend the keyboard and trackpad on that. It is a cheap laptop, and you kind of get what you pay for on that. This, on the other hand, is a premium product, and you do get a good keyboard and trackpad on that. So as far as keyboard feel, you do get a tactile and an audible click when you do click down, which is good. It gives you the feedback that you have pressed the key. On other keyboards I've used, that's not the case, and you end up mistyping. This, you do get the things that you would expect, and you can type what you need. Keyboard layout, so everything is where you kind of expect it to be. You've got escape, shift, control, space bar, enter, caps lock, tab. That's kind of all in the space that you would expect it to be. Number keys are fine. So if I go over here and I start typing, I say hello world, this is, oops. Now you notice that I tried to hit the backspace key. Backspace key is, I was expecting to be up here, and unfortunately the power button is located here. So I end up hitting the power button quite frequently when I do type. You can adjust to it, it does take a little bit of time. And once you do, it does become comfortable to type on this keyboard. However, expect to hit that power button a few times. Thankfully, just pressing it doesn't turn it off. You do have to long hold press it to get it to actually turn off. So don't expect your monitor is going to keep turning on and off when you go to hit the backspace key. The trackpad on this is good. It doesn't have a mechanical click when you do press down. It's only a touch click. So here, let me show you real quick. But it is sensitive enough that you can get across the screen without putting a lot of effort in. Imagine if the sensitivity was down and you tried to go across the screen, you'd be scrolling for days. Well, because of the condensed profile of this, usually you would expect the trackpad to be a little bit wider like you would on a laptop. However, because this is kind of narrow, it is the way it is. But it does serve its purpose well considering the narrow profile of the trackpad. And of course, if you wanted to plug a USB mouse in, you can do that right over here. So here I have the Raspberry Pi 4, and I want to give you a quick speaker test on this. So let me spin this around and play one of my favorite Chinese songs. You'll notice that I have three cables working over here: power supply, micro HDMI, and a type A to type C cable for the trackpad keyboard. It is possible to do a two cable setup. I accidentally messed up the USB-C port on my device. It was working in the beginning, and I played around when I shouldn't have. You can get it to two cables, a C to C and a micro HDMI cable. This is capable of powering a Raspberry Pi 4. There is one thing you have to do, the config file, which I will do in a future video. I will show you guys how to do that. As for the speakers, the sound was pretty good. It's not Bose level quality, and I didn't expect Bose level quality out of this. This would be absolutely fine to listen to a couple YouTube videos or listen to some music while you do some work. The volume's pretty good. If you're not in a noisy environment, you should have no trouble hearing it. You might have some trouble if it is a noisy environment, but otherwise, the speakers on this are definitely good enough for what you get. So here I have my 1X player, which is essentially a laptop, and I have the desktop extended to the Lite X. Now, let me show you the identification here, just to say here's 1 and 2. Now, this could have been done over one USB-C cable because this does have display alt mode, but like I said before, I accidentally messed up my USB-C cable here, so I do have to use the HDMI cable, but it was working. I did have USB-C to C working, and you could do everything over that one connection. And of course, this external monitor is great for games as well. So in summary, I really do like the X Lite. As an owner of many handhelds, including the Aya Neo, the 1X Player Intel and AMD Edition, a OneMix 4, and several single board computers, laptops have made my life so convenient. Not only do they give you a nice big screen and a more full-size keyboard for some of the handhelds and netbooks that I have, it just makes it convenient for when I want to be set down somewhere. I will typically use this in the morning with my OneMix 4 to do some programming. Having that 14-inch screen is game changer. And no, I'm not willing to commit to a full-size laptop. I really do like my netbooks and handhelds. I hadn't heard of YouPerfect before, and I did just recently. If you're interested, I'll leave a link to it in the description below so you can go take a look. Right now it's on sale for $236. And you can also take a look at their 13-inch laptop, which has the more traditional keyboard and trackpad setup. And they also have a new product called the X Pro, which actually has a detachable keyboard, which I think is a really cool feature as well. So if you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button, maybe even subscribe, and thanks for watching.